drugs. The president has put up a white flag of surrender when it comes to drugs.
Marijuana uses up, cocaine uses up, LSD uses up.
How to kill people.
People taking bites out of each other.
So, no, I smoke the cutthroat of the eyes, gouging. There's a lot of war. My name, you're sick. You're demented. I just threw blood back, right?
Zombies taking bites out of people, eating thighs.
It's a little... Wizard of Gore, demented, sick.
Fucking pervert.
I'm scared.
Al Harper reporting to you live from the Shake Pool Hall in Chinatown, the scene of today's youth gang bloodbath.
A corporate power will rule our nation with terror. They will destroy all who oppose them.
Sort of updates. It's not. Yeah, it looks back, and in it, I point out that the book was published just before Ronald Reagan became president, and people who at first thought of it as a kind of history of something that was irrelevant to our present circumstance after Reagan became president would ask me, how did you know it would be so timely? Because he appeared to be ushering in a new era of repression. And when he came in with a report by the Heritage Foundation that advocated the reinstallation of the House Un-American Activities Committee and a whole agenda letting the FBI, letting the CIA operate on American soil, letting the FBI put informants in anti-nuclear organizations and other dissident organizations, which the government judged to be operating in ways that conflicted with the national interest.